All right, team, listen up. Even though we classify swimming as a low-impact activity, it actually carries a surprisingly high risk of overuse injuries. In fact, it affects more than 84% of regular participants. But here's the good news. Those injuries are absolutely not inevitable. They stem primarily from two correctable factors: daily muscle imbalances and flawed stroke technique. Once we address those root causes, you can safely continue the sport and truly maximize all those incredible physical and mental benefits we train for. Let's talk mechanics. Your shoulders are the most vulnerable area out there, generating between 50 and 90% of your forward propulsion. That means the joint is moving through its full range of motion, repeatedly, against water resistance. That's what makes it highly susceptible to strain. It's not just the shoulders. Swimming places significant stress on the back, which constantly works to maintain that horizontal alignment. The neck flexes repeatedly to breathe, and the knees, especially for our breaststroke swimmers, take a hit from those unnatural twisting motions. So where do these imbalances come from? They're largely driven by poor daily posture. Think about that prolonged sitting at a desk, or just riding in a car all day. That habit creates rounded shoulders, a forward head position, tight trapezius and pectoral muscles, and leaves your anterior neck and upper back muscles weakened. Those imbalances disrupt your joint alignment, restrict your mobility, and frequently trigger painful muscle knots and headaches that directly tank your swimming performance. And when stroke technique flaws compound those postural issues, that's when things really go south. You'll see common mechanical errors popping up constantly. A wide, swinging arm recovery, entering the water thumb first, or pulling with a dropped elbow or a straight arm. Those habits force excessive internal rotation and create long leverage arms that completely overload the shoulder joint. That leads to impingement, inefficient energy expenditure, and a drastically increased injury risk. So what's the game plan? The critical takeaways for injury prevention and management are straightforward. First, prioritize correcting your daily posture to restore proper muscle balance and joint alignment. Second, refine your stroke mechanics to eliminate that harmful joint stress. Focus on an efficient arm recovery and proper hand entry. Third, incorporate streamlined kick techniques. I'm talking flutter and dolphin kicks to maintain your body position and take that strain off your back. Fourth, integrate cross-training. Get on the bike, hit targeted strength training to build those complementary muscles, improve your cardiovascular fitness, and prevent overuse injuries before they start. Finally, utilize structured exercise programs and get a professional stroke analysis to address any existing pain and optimize your long-term technique. By proactively managing your posture, your mechanics, and your conditioning, you can effectively prevent injuries and enjoy a healthier, more efficient training experience. Let's get to work.